Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Matilda and Ellie with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, an inquest has been launched into the death of Rosemary Campbell 3 days after her gastric bypass surgery. I think I made a mistake with that surgery. This was one of the last things that Rosemary Campbell said to her husband before her death in Gold Coast in 2022. 3 days prior, the 62-year-old had undergone gastric bypass surgery at the Wesley Hospital in Brisbane. The operation performed by Dr. Vahid Reza Adib, the partner of former Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk. Her death has been the subject of an ongoing coronial inquest held at the Brisbane Coroner's Court this week.
Queensland government has made a new deal with owners of the Carmichael coal mine, deferring royalties in exchange for the expansion of mining operations. The government says mining giant Bravos, formerly known as Adani, will repay the deferred royalties with interest, but won't reveal details of the repayment. Premier David Crisafulli says Bravos would spend $50 million to open the next stage of the Central Queensland mine as part of the arrangement. The mine is expected to expand its production by 30% over the next 4 years, reaching 16 million tonnes per annum. In national news, the trial for Australia's first psychedelic-assisted therapy for terminally ill patients has been completed, showing signs of improved life quality. The small-scale trial consisted of 35 patients and took more than 3 years. Psychedelic-assisted treatment was shown to rapidly and substantially reduce depression and anxiety, leading to improved overall life quality. Pat Quinn, wife of participant Michael Quinn, said the results were life-changing for her late husband. Quote, "He felt that the program softened the edges and found a new path for dealing with illness," end quote. Researchers say more work must still be done before this treatment can be applied more broadly.
Australian companies are in US-China tariffs limbo as they accuse Austrade of abandoning small businesses. Australian companies like Apero that manufacture in China are getting far higher tariffs than being lobbed on the Asian superpower. The US and China are reportedly bargaining for a firm deal, but deadlines are continuing to be delayed. Data has revealed a 36% drop in outbound shipments from Australia to the US since April of this year.
In international news, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has called Anthony Albanese a weak politician as tensions rise between Israel and Australia. Netanyahu has launched a personal attack on the Australian Prime Minister, claiming he has betrayed Israel. Mr. Netanyahu posted on social media platform X, saying, quote, "History will remember Albanese for what he is, a weak politician who betrayed Israel and abandoned Australians' Jews," end quote. This comes after a series of condemnation statements were issued by the Israeli government following Australia's recognition of Palestine.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a high chance of rain. It is currently 14 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 21. Fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band.
And that's all for your news at 8am. We will be back at 9am with some more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.